Praise God. Praise God. I just thank you, praise God, right now for this opportunity yet again, Pastor. I thank you so much. Thank God for allowing me to even be here, because I don't have to be here, but he saw fit for me to be here. So evidently he has a job for me to do on tonight. And I just pray that no one leaves this line the same way they came on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if I wanted to title what I wanted to speak about tonight, it would be, "You've Been in Your Storm Too Long." Amen. You've been in your storm too long. Now, throughout our lives, we've been faced with a lot of challenges, but we call them storms today. Amen. And there's two types of storms that we are very familiar with: the spiritual and worldly. Now, our spiritual storms, you know, a lot of it falls under the church hurt and all the different types of church hurt. And I'm pretty sure that we've all either been a part of it or witnessed it. And then we have the worldly, which is, you know, the things that we deal with on a daily basis, you know, our children, our relationships, marriages, finances, and so on and so forth. Amen. But now, I'm sure everyone under the sound of my voice, because we all go to the same church and we're family, but I'm sure that all of us have heard my wife say her favorite phrase at some point in time, which is, "Storms is necessary for flowers to grow. Storms is necessary for flowers to grow." Amen. Now, I have a question in regards to that phrase. And I want you guys to remember this question, because if we have enough time at the end of this segment, I would like for us to elaborate on it, okay? Because iron sharpens iron, and each one's supposed to teach one. Amen. Now, if that scenario, what she just speaks of all the time, is true, why are so many Christian people stuck in the storm? Why haven't they outgrown the storm? If storms are necessary for the flowers to grow, why are so many people stuck in the storm? Why haven't we overgrown the storm? I've asked God the very same question, and I couldn't wait till today to share with y'all what God had told me in regards to my question. Here was God's answer: because your faith in him hasn't been awakened in you yet. Pow. Because your faith in him hasn't been awakened in you yet. Now, I don't know who that was for, but you can't overcome nothing without faith. You can't overcome nothing. God wants us to be spiritual overcomers, not spiritual unachievers. It's a difference. Amen. And it's simple. With God, we can overcome everything. And without him, we're going to underachieve everything. Amen. God wants the very best for us. He just wants the very best for us. We have to become better at overcoming life storms and become better off because of them. Amen. We have to become better at overcoming life storms and become better because of them. Now, before I get to my close, I just want to say that everyone under the sound of my voice, you know, our storms are different from everyone else's storms, because we've been taught by our fearless leader, our Pastor Tracy, which I love so very much. We've been taught how to put the word on different things. Amen. So when we are hit with storms, we know what it is that we need to do to weather the storm, for you know, the sake of saying. But a lot of people don't know what it is that they need to do, and I believe this is why they are stuck in their storms. But faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we have to trust God, because we can't do nothing without him. Amen. So what I did was I wrote just a few, I'll say, tips. Amen. I wrote a few tips that will help us through the midst of our storms. And I think it would be a good idea, if at all possible, that if you can write these down, because it don't necessarily have to be for us, but it can be for someone else or someone close to us that's going through, that you know that's going through a storm, and they maybe not know how to weather it because they not have been equipped like we have. Amen? So I just wrote down a couple of tips that I've personally researched myself, and I tried to put some structure to it. And if we be at the end of the segment, that we can, you know, maybe we can change the order around, or we can tweak it for whomever, because I'm not perfect, amen, but I'm trying by the grace of God. So here's a couple of tips that I wrote, and I hope that they are beneficial and encouraging to somebody, amen. So the first one is, remember God's promise, amen. Remember God's promise. His promise was he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen? He will never leave us nor forsake us. That's his first one. Remembering God's promise. Number two, leave the crowd behind. Leave the crowd behind. Everybody can't go where God is trying to take you. So that means that some ties has to be severed, whether it's family, whether it's friends, places or things, but everybody can't go where God is trying to take you. Have to remember that. God's in control despite of what anything or anybody, whatever it looks like to us, God's in control. Number three, make sure you're taking Jesus with you wherever you go. That's number three. Make sure you're taking Jesus with you wherever you go. Number four, don't ever doubt his love for you in the midst of your storm, because he will do just what he said he will do. Number five, be patient. Be patient while in the midst of your storm, because God is an on-time God. There's no need to get in a hurry for anything. Amen? Number six, keep the faith, because keep the faith, because we're overcomers and not underachievers. Keep God first in everything that you do, and we will weather any storm that comes before us. I thank you all for listening.